Today is the second Sunday of Advent. It is also the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is the patronal feast of our country, the United States of America. The epistle for the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary is taken from the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything. From the beginning I was set up from eternity, and of old before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When, with a certain law and compass, he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters that they should not pass their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delight is to be with the children of men. Now, therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the first chapter. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in, said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mid-1900s, my dear friends, on a warm summer day in southern India, a woman knocked at the door of the Catholic mission. She had heard that the sisters there had an orphanage where they took care of young children who had no one else to look after them. So when one of the sisters opened the door, the woman quickly explained that her husband had died, and she now had to work to support herself. She had no one to care for her 4-year-old daughter, whose name was Lakshmi. Could Lakshmi stay here with you? The woman asked. I will visit her often, she promised. Yes, of course. We will be happy to take care of Lakshmi, the sister answered. Lakshmi was a small, thin girl with polite, quiet, almost shy manners. Sister quickly put her at her ease, and Lakshmi soon became almost inseparable from her. All that day, the little girl seemed genuinely happy at the orphanage with the sisters. That evening, Sister decided to wash and comb Lakshmi's hair, which she had noticed was a filthy, tangled mess. She called Lakshmi over to her, and the child happily obeyed. But as soon as Sister touched the girl's hair, Lakshmi flew into a rage. She screamed, and her face became distorted as she jumped up and down wildly. 2 more sisters and a lay helper ran into the room to see what the matter was. They tried to hold down Lakshmi, but couldn't because the girl seemed extremely strong. The more they tried to calm her down, the angrier Lakshmi became. She jumped higher and higher into the air, higher than seemed possible for a 4-year-old. Being frightened, one of the sisters sprinkled Lakshmi with holy water, but that only made her more furious. So in desperation, one of the sisters took out her miraculous medal and touched it to Lakshmi. As soon as the medal touched her, the child collapsed and lay still. The sisters wondered what all this could mean. So the lay helper, who knew the customs of the people very well, explained that many Indian mothers would dedicate their children's hair to their pagan idols, essentially offering the children to the devil and putting them firmly under his influence. The unwashed and tangled hair was a visible sign of the devil's power over the child. Hearing this, the sisters decided to cut Lakshmi's hair and burn it. And as soon as the hair was burned, Lakshmi once more became the sweet little girl they had first met. You see, my dear friends, the power of Our Lady, through her miraculous medal, overcame the power Satan had over that little girl. Through our Blessed Mother's influence, Lakshmi was freed from the devil's grip. Now, as you may know, the miraculous medal was designed by Our Lady herself and given to St. Catherine Laboure in 1830. The front of this medal bears a picture of Our Lady standing on a globe with rays emanating from her outstretched hands. Surrounding this image are the words, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." The reverse side shows the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and a large M topped with a cross and surrounded by 12 stars. Because of the inscription, "O Mary, conceived without sin," this medal is closely related to today's feast, the Immaculate Conception. Of course, the Immaculate Conception means that the Blessed Virgin Mary was preserved free from all stain of original sin from the very first moment of her existence. Because God foresaw the infinite merits our Lord would earn by his death on the cross, he created the soul of his Blessed Mother in the state of grace and did not allow her to fall under the devil's influence at all. And thus, she is the only human being with this wondrous privilege. That is why the angel Gabriel called her full of grace at the Annunciation. She had no sin on her soul at all. She didn't have even the slightest imperfection in her soul. She was far holier than anyone else on earth, and even far above the angels in heaven, because God had given her more grace than anyone else had ever received or ever would receive. You might say that our Blessed Lady is full of grace, just like a mighty river is full of water. And like a river, she brings that pure and plentiful water of grace from its source in God and gives it to us, her children. All graces come to us through Mary, because she brought the author of all grace into the world. By cooperating in bringing her divine Son into the world, she defeated Satan, crushed his head, and gained power over him. That is why the devils fear her so much. She can take away their power to harm our souls, just as she broke their power over Lakshmi. The mere touch of her metal sufficed to control the demon when physical force and even holy water could not. Our Blessed Mother helped free little Lakshmi, and she wants to help free you from Satan's influence as well. You see, my dear friends, for the most part, we live in a pagan world today, similar to that pagan culture in India. Temptations surround us. Much of society is mired in sins of pride, impurity, selfishness, and even outright hatred of God. Along with these sins, there has also been a return to the so-called pagan religions. But today, many of these modern-day pagans openly admit that they worship Satan, the first enemy of God and of mankind. Is it any wonder, then, that the devil's influence is growing so rapidly around us? On all sides, we are surrounded by temptations and the influence of Antichrist, from advertisements, the fashions of the world, the conversations we hear in public, or even in our own homes through movies or the internet. We need help to overcome all these traps of the devil. We need assistance in escaping his influence, because it is foolish to think that a mere human can withstand the power of such a mighty fallen angel. Let us then, my dear friends, turn to our Blessed Mother for help in the moment of temptation. When temptation forces itself upon you, think of Our Lady and call on her for the strength you need to overcome the temptation. Say a short, simple prayer like, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Or, Hail, full of grace. Or even more simply, call on her powerful name by devoutly saying, Mary, help me. Then turn your thoughts away from the temptation. Distract yourself by focusing on your duties, whatever it happens to be that you need to do at the moment. So whenever you're tempted, follow this two-step plan. Call on Our Lady with a short prayer, and then busy yourself with some responsibility you have. Remember, my dear friends, the Blessed Virgin Mary is truly our mother. Like all good mothers, she wants what is best for us. She wants us to save our souls. She, who was never under the devil's power, will help us to overcome all of Satan's temptations if we turn to her. Let us then frequently call on her with the words of the Archangel Gabriel, Hail, full of grace. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.